Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, I cried roughly five times yesterday.
You said that.
I cried. And I'm not talking about like full-fledged bawling, but like tearing up and just like, you know, welling up as I'm talking to people. It happened to three or four different people, actually, as I was talking to them. And I started welling up. And one of which was my wife.
I know.
She came home last night and we sat on the couch and she's like, tell me about your day. And I was telling her some stuff going on in my head. And I sat there and cried. And then she started crying and we had a moment.
And that's, I mean, you, I guess you're sensitive, but you don't show it often. So is that kind of what catching you by surprise?
I'm burying it. Yeah. That is like, catching me by surprise because once it starts, I can't stop.
Yeah.
That's
how it works. Like, you're in my camp now where, like, I cry when four chairs turn around on The Voice. Like, it's those things. It's those little things where, like,
it sets you off.
People who sing well, all of a sudden, I can't stop crying about it. Like,
no.
So, yeah, welcome. Welcome to this stage.
I was talking with one of our supervisors yesterday, and I started tearing up a little bit. And I was like, what is happening to me right now?
Oh, no.
I was like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be. My eyes were all watery. I was like, give me a second. He's asking me to work overtime. That's why I was crying, probably.
I was like, what were you talking about work-wise?
It's constant. I'm tearing up like crazy. So I might need to go in. I don't know what the process is. I'd probably a blood test or something, I would imagine. But it might be time to get checked for the low T, though.
Get your hormones in check.
And you hate admitting that as a guy, you know? You don't want to admit it.
But just so you know, it's just a human thing. It doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. It just means that, you know, as we get older, our hormones start to get all out of whack and you're addressing it. So that's the important part. You're getting in front of it.
And you start looking at things different too. I'm sure you've experienced this as you get older, circumstances, situations that go on in your life, and you just, there's a different perspective in it. And sometimes it just hits you.
It does. Life hits you, right?
And you know what else didn't help about all this yesterday? And we'll talk about it here in a few minutes with Mile High Hype. The full trailer for the He-Man movie came out. And I'm going to tell you, that was one of the five yesterday that I cried. And that did not help anything. And I told Nicole that on the couch. I was like, I've cried five times today. And she even was like, was one of them when you watched the He-Man trailer? I was like, yes! Yes, it was!
And then you're like, you know me so well.
Then I was like, have you watched it yet? And she's like, hell no. Get a life.
Right? Man up.
Man up. Jeez, suck it up, bro.
Oh, man.
Really quick, where were we at on time? I want to talk about what you did at the grocery store yesterday, but I want to get into PMI, too.
Yeah.
What do we want to do? Let's go ahead and hop into PMI.
Yeah.
Let's hold on to that.
Sounds good.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I love that.
Because I really want to talk about it.
We probably will.
All right. It is time for PMI, a positive, a minus, and something just a little bit interesting to send you on your way on a Friday. Who's got the P today?
I got the P today.
All right, pee away.
This is a really cool story coming out of Greece. Katie, you like to travel, right? You like to get around?
I do.
Yeah, well, this is where you could travel for free. Syros Greece is now allowing you to stay there for free. They pay for the accommodations, they pay for all the utilities, and even a daily breakfast. So all you have to really do is pay for lunch and dinners. All you have to do is commit there for a month. You have to stay there, which Syros, Greece, it's on the literal Mediterranean Sea right there, which is awesome, so not a problem. All you have to do is take care of their city cats.
I was going to say, I love the cats.
That's
there.
That's it. That's it. That's all they want you to do is take care of the cats daily, play with them, make sure that they're not, you know, beating up on each other and things like that. And you can stay there for free in Greece.
This place is amazing. So they're known for their cats. Mm-hmm. So you'll go out
they're
to
everywhere.
The cafe and you'll just be eating and cats will come up to you and you can pet them.
Well, that sounds horrible.
They're like the pets of the town. Like one of my good friends actually went there for the cat. She's a huge cat lover. So if they don't find someone, I know someone who will sign up for this immediately.
That's what I'm saying. How cool is this? They provide the housing, private bedrooms, and they provide the housing is near the Aegean Sea. It's equipped with Wi-Fi, laundry, air conditioning. They pay for you
in
to be
a litter
there.
Box.
you just have to clean it.
Sounds like
Yay,
a plan to me.
I
couple
love
litter boxes,
cats.
Jer.
Yes.
Although
anyone...
I do have a story about a cat I was going to tell you later that hopped up on a stove at somebody's house and accidentally turned it on and then burnt their house down. So.
Oh.
Well, these are outdoor cats, Jer.
Exactly. get in. These are fine.
Did the cat live?
I love that, though.
Hopefully
okay.
not. Hopefully not.
Hey. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
That'd
be fun. I would take a month off and go to the GNC. Are you kidding me?
Can I have a month off? Is that a thing?
You can have 2 months off,
okay.
Katie.
Yay.
Okay.
What's your minus?
Okay, this is kind of sad because, you know, one of Colorado's culinary claims to fame, right? The Jolly Rancher. It's very jolly. The British government not feeling very jolly about it, though. Their Food Standards Agency recently issued an urgent alert regarding the candies, and they said they found toxic chemicals in them, and now they're completely outlawed. The country last year banned Jolly Ranchers altogether, but some retailers are apparently stuck on the hard candy, so they've been selling them on the DL, and now they're really cracking down on it. They're like, no, you don't understand. These candies are not good for us, and we need to completely wipe them out of our existence.
Is it the food coloring and all that in there?
It's all of it. It's, again, the toxic chemicals that they say that they found in them. And
isn't that unsettling when you have these products that everybody's been eating for years and years and years, and all of a sudden it comes forward that there's antifreeze in it or
exactly.
something, you know?
And you're the thing is, like, with our American guidelines, like, they're saying these toxic chemicals, they're relatively low, but it's what they contain. There's this element called MOAH that's really bad, and it has a lot
in it. Of course, that's my favorite.
Well, right? I love the MOA.
The MOA.
consumption of it really screws up your innards, if you will. So they're saying
so does
that
everything.
The fact that is in it is what's really alarming to them. But apparently with the U.S., it's because it's such a low level that our government's like, it's fine. We're fine.
We good.
It's fine.
Jolly Ranchers are actually banned in my house.
You said this.
Yeah,
now, tell me more.
I was telling Katie off the air. I was like, hey, I'm going to talk about this. They're banned in my house because it is a hard candy with a choking hazard. All hard candy is banned in my house.
What?
Every Halloween when the kids come back with all their loot, I go through and I take out all the hard candies because I'm terrified that they're going to choke on them.
Even those little strawberry things?
Everything.
What about like
any hard candy? Nope. Anything.
Peppermint wheel? All of it?
The peppermint wheel is where this all started because when I was a young lad, I was standing in my parents' bedroom eating one of the peppermint wheels that you like get at restaurants after you're done eating. And right down my air pipe it went and I choked. And luckily my dad was right there, scooped me up, and to this day I can still remember him giving me the Heimlich. Boom, boom. Underneath, as he held me over the toilet, kind of like at an angle, it is burned in my mind watching that peppermint wheel come out of my mouth and go dweet right into the toilet when he got it out.
That is wild.
Terrified me from there on out of every hard candy on the planet. So my kids are not allowed to eat hard candies because of a traumatic experience as a child.
Well, yeah, I bet your dentist loves you too.
Right? But it's like, it's legit. That's a legit fear.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I don't have to give the Heimlich to the kids.
That is terrifying. So you are on board with what they're doing over there, the British government.
Thank you for letting me trauma vomit.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
All right, so no Jolly Ranchers for you?
Nothing.
Then.
Nothing at all. Let's wrap things up with the interesting. How about this dude, 64-year-old man named Jeff something or other, claiming to have the world's oldest snowball. It is nearly 50 years ago. Jeff was a teenager at the time, was experiencing fresh snow for the first time, and he ran outside and made a snowball. And he's like, this is such a special moment for me, my first snow, that he took a snowball, put it in a glass-like jar, like a ball, you know.
Like a mason jar.
Mason jar, thank you. Put it in there, put it in his fridge, and it has the freezer. Has been in the freezer for 50 years now.
50.
50 years. It's a 50-year-old snowball. His mom held on to it, passed it on to him. Here's the downside. He says the burden is going to be on his children at some point because he wants them to inherit the snowball and keep it going for generations to come.
Oh.
It might be a Guinness thing at some point.
Yeah.
You know, where it's a 200-year-old snowball.
That's kind of neat.
It's kind of neat. I saw pictures of it. It's more of a snow blob.
Sludge,
now.
Right?
It's snow sludge. But still, pretty darn neat, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
There you go, guys. There's your PMI, a positive, a minus, and something just a tad interesting for you to start your Friday morning with Jeremy and Katie and Josh here at Mix 100.